Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm is not running for re-election this year. He's been the county DA since 2007. His deputy chief district attorney, Kent Lovern, is running for the seat next month, unopposed. Chisholm says he decided that now is a good time for him to move on and for someone else to take the reins. He talked to WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, about the role of the district attorney, the challenges of the job, and thoughts about his legacy.
In the state of Wisconsin, the district attorney is the person who leads an office that is responsible for handling any criminal offenses that occur within the county. And so that would be misdemeanor, which is generally an offense that exposes you to less than a year in jail, and all felonies, which would potentially expose you to over a year in the prison system. So that's how we bifurcate everything in the state of Wisconsin, misdemeanor or felony, and the prosecutor in each respective county, there's 72 counties, each prosecutor is elected at the county level and is responsible for processing all the cases that arise in that county.
What's been the most challenging part of the job?
Well, everything is challenging. It's probably, when you look at it, at least being the district attorney of Milwaukee County puts you in a position to make really important decisions over more people than almost any other elected position in the state. And there's a handful of other ones that you might have more influence over them. But the prosecutor's role, the district attorney's role at the end of the day is to really focus that lens of state authority, state power on an individual. And when you do that, you have to balance that person's civil rights, their ability to live in a free society and exercise those rights, with the need for making sure that we keep the community safe as well. So that's the job. You're balancing that all the time. And when you make a decision, the police can arrest everybody they want to arrest. You know, at the end of the day, nobody stays in the system unless a prosecutor makes a decision to initiate formal criminal proceedings against them. And so that's a unique privilege, a unique power of the prosecutor. And it's got to be exercised with restraint. It's got to be exercised, again, in a principled way. And again, there's got to be a purpose behind it. And that purpose, ideally, should be to keep your community safe, ideally create conditions that make it healthier, and then therefore allow people to prosper in that community. So you're trying always to maintain the social compact.
As you reflect on your time as the Milwaukee County District Attorney, what are you most proud of?
It's always the people. So the reality is, in this position, I've been privileged to bring several hundred people over the last 18 years into the profession, and that's both the support staff and as assistant DAs to serve the community. And what I look for is just a good person that is actually committed to doing the job in an ethical way, doing the job in a committed and passionate way, and somebody that's going to treat the people who come to us with dignity and respect and compassion, but be appropriately firm and disciplined when that's required as well. So I'm looking for good people, and I've been privileged to work with a lot of really, really good people.
What do you want your legacy to be?
I'm always reticent to speak about legacies because I think that this is just a fact of elected office, and that is, 1 minute you're out of the office, you will be forgotten. And that's the way it should be. In a healthy democracy, you should just move on and allow the next person up to serve and imprint their vision and idea of how the organization should run. Ultimately, it would be that I really ran for the job originally and accepted the job for one major reason, and that was that I believed really, really strongly in the ethos of the office that really imprinted on each one of us that our job was, to the best of our ability, do the right thing. In other words, make sure that you didn't charge people if you couldn't prove it.